And we, our worships might be different, but thank God that He understands all the languages and all the cultures. So I was saying that we're not used to some of these technologies. They're so good. But then, as Pastor Dev would have, maybe they might have told you, is that we in Africa or in Kenya, the environment might be different. I know when you hear a pastor is coming from Kenya, you might expect, maybe your expectations are different. You thought that Pastor Fred is a big, although you saw the pictures, you thought Pastor Fred is a big, great man and old. Well, I'm not very young, I'm not very old. I'm 42 years of age. Yeah, but and then, well, I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for 10 years in Kenya. We started our church in 2005, and we began with four members, my wife and another couple, and then before the end of the year, the wife to that brother passed on, so we finished the year with three members. And one of our desire and our passion is what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, that what you've heard from me, entrust to faithful men that may be able to teach. Most of the churches in Kenya, some of them are very big, but not very active. I would say cultural Christians, and they're not making disciples. So our desire has been to mentor and bring up disciples from our church. For the last 10 years, we've been able to raise like three pastors. We have three pastors who are running. I'm trying to communicate, so please, if I don't, help me. So we've raised like three pastors from our church who doing pastoral work. At the moment, we have three more, two in Bible college, still serving under us. We're trusting God before the end of the year, we'll be able to release them to go and make more disciples for Christ. We also be trying to build. What I was saying before is that most of the churches in Kenya, the members are not active, so we pray that God helps us as a young church to raise people who can be disciple makers. We organize for missions. Maybe after 3 months, we go to other areas just within the country and do evangelism. I remember just a testimony from our church. Last year, we did a mission of like 10 missionaries from our church, and we went to another area just in the outskirts of the city of Nairobi, and some of them had never been involved in ministry work. They had never had done person-to-person evangelism. Does that seem similar? You understand what I mean when I talk of person-to-person evangelism? Yes, they had never done it before. They feared, just the way sometimes I'm fearing to communicate to you. And so we went out to that area, and then we did evangelism for just 2 days, and we realized about 17 people came to the Lord. And the members of our church, when we came back, some of them were revived, were very much encouraged. They realized they had potential in them, that they can also do something in the work of the ministry. And for in that church that we went to do ministry, some youths from that church were so much encouraged. They didn't know they can also do ministry. And because we did some training to them before the outdoor person-to-person evangelism. And then after 3 months, one of the members of the youth that we did evangelism, well, we did with him in that church, raise another team of 30 youths from that area. His name is Iram. I think Bob has met with him. And after 3 months, they did their own, on their own, without us. And over 47 people came to the Lord. And that really encouraged me, because now we impacted them. They also impacted us, because in some of our members desire to do that regularly. And now these youths did that and it worked. They didn't imagine. So this year in March, they called me and requested me to be their patron, because they've formed a team of 30 youths from different universities, colleges. They want to do evangelism to their schools. And that has been an encouragement to me and to our church. So please pray for us, because we desire to make more disciples. Our prayer as a church is not to have just members who are seated, but who are faithful to God in the Great Commission. And so please pray with us, and because the need is there. The need is there, and we trust in God that He will quicken more and more to do that. So basically that is what I'm involved in our church, and I'm also working through SPEAR and other partners with other ministries, like what you saw through the clips that came with Pastor Dev and Jean and Mary and Tom. We have Kenya has so many orphans. Some of them are aid victims, and others are destitute. They live in the streets. One of the things that surprised us when we came to America is that there are not many people walking. Pastor Devil, bear me witness. When they came to Kenya, you think there is an occasion somewhere where people are walking too. But in Kenya, people walk a lot. There's so many people on the streets who sleep on the streets. There's nowhere to sleep. So my elder brother had a burden for the orphans and the street boys and girls, and they formed a home, an orphanage, where they take care of those kids. And one of the encouraging things that has touched my heart, there are some who came in the center when they were very young as 3 years. One of them is, her name is Rose. She grew from that home. She has no parents. So from the primary school to high school, and then she had a desire to go to a Bible college to study the word and to learn how to make disciples for Christ. And this year in July 11th, she will be graduating. And that's when I talked to my brother and requested him whether he can be a pastor to one of our churches. He said no, because they have grown together with him. We have another one. His name is Joseph. He came to the center still very young, and he's grown to, and then now he's impacting others, and that's really an encouragement. So we also work together with them. We also try to show them love, because they need the love. They need that love, because they've no parents. They've been living in the streets. They've no one to care for them. So when they are brought in the center, they feel the love of God. And when you share them about the gospel, one of our desire is that when we back these young ones, they can also impact their community. And also something else Bethel Children's Center is doing is that we are also involved in, we have enriched communities, enriched people group in Africa. As in Kenya, we have like 17 enriched. They've never heard about Jesus. They've never heard about the gospel. So when we go out to those enriched communities, we bring some, like we have some of them, like his name is Solomon. They come to the center. They train, they study, and then when they've grown up and they've grown in the word, they're sent back to that community to impact them with the word of God. And so basically that's what Bethel does. They have a children's home, they have a church, and they have a Christian school for training, for teaching the students. We have another team, another home that we also partner with. They have medically handicapped kids. Most of them are cerebral palsy. And I'm so grateful to a team from this church. They came, and some of them, most of them, when they are born, where the parents might be well able, but because of the condition of the kids, they are not in a position to. Some of the parents are not born again. They disown the kids. So we have a lady we also partner with. Her name is Margaret. She's made a home for such kids. She takes care of them. They need a lot of love. I don't know whether I talk about handicapped, it makes sense. Most of them with cerebral palsy. It's not easy to deal with such, so she brings them in the home. So what we do, we organize for teams from churches, like what Pastor Dave and the team came. When they come and spend some time with those kids, show them the love of God. Sometimes we cooked food together. Like I remember last year, but one, we took a team from Bethel, where my brother and his wife runs the home orphanage. We took the kids from the orphanage and they brought them to these kids who are medically handicapped and prepared food for them and fed them the day. And in the evening, the kids from Bethel were so much impacted. They realized that there are others who need more love than they do. And it was such a great day. And encouragement to both the mentally handicapped and also the orphans, because that bonding made them feel that they are so much loved and encouraged. I know it's sometimes very not easy when, you know, you're from a different background, I'm a different background, so I don't know whether, am I communicating? Very well. Oh, that's great. So, one of the things that really humbles me is what David said in Psalms 90, verse 12, that, O Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may obtain a heart of wisdom. Nobody knows how many days he has in, or she has in this world, and that creates some fear. And as a Christian, what can I do to please and glorify God? I think the best thing we can do is to impact a life of somebody and towards and maybe pointing them to the love of Christ and I read a story of which Jesus gave in the book of Matthew chapter 25, I think slightly near where Bob mentioned this morning, about Matthew chapter 25, I think from verses, let me just read. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, I'm going to read. It says, again, this is a parable of the talents. It will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. Then the man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. Verse 17. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug on a hole in the ground, and in his master's money. Verse 19. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled account with them. You can read maybe down during your time. That really humbles my heart that God has entrusted each and every one of us with some potentials and some ability. And I want to believe that no one in this world is useless. Sure. God knows why I was born in Kenya, and why you were born in America. He also knows why we have needy people and people with challenges. I see it as an opportunity for us to serve Him and to glorify Him. Because this, where we've read is that it says that it's like a man going on a long journey. I believe Jesus, as we all believe, was in this world. He did great and he sacrificed his life because of you and me so that we may live and have eternal life. And then when he did what he did, he left and left us with some work to do. And he's given us different abilities, different gifts to serve him for his glory and for his praise. And if I was a storyteller, I would say he's gone on a long journey. And he will be coming someday. But he did leave me and you with nothing. He gave you and me some ability, some potential. I want to believe also we are stewards of what God, everything that we own and we have belongs to the Lord. We are just stewards. But then we are faithful and non-faithful stewards. Am I right? So when he went, he will be coming back. I don't know why. When? I think no one knows. It's not known in Kenya, it's not known in America. But he is coming. That is our strong belief. But then when he comes, I don't know how much he has entrusted you. I believe he has also entrusted me some potential. And then what he calls for all each and every one of us is faithfulness. It's faithfulness, and it's my prayer that God enables us to be faithful. To be faithful in that which he has entrusted you to do. There are people who think that they can do nothing. They might not be preachers, but they can serve. I believe as a body of Christ, we are like a body, as the scripture says. You may not be the arm, but you can be the leg. You may not be the eye, but you can be the ear. Well, since I was born, I never thought that I would be speaking to you today. But by the grace of God, I'm standing before you. I'm so humbled. I know each and every one of us would like one day to be called well done, good and faithful steward. I entrusted you with few. And because of being faithful, I will entrust you with much. Praise God. There are some things which are mystery. To many, especially above the kingdom. And one of them is what Jesus said in Matthew, I believe, is it 13 verse 44, that the kingdom of heaven is like hidden treasures, where when one finds it, he goes and sells everything that he has, and with joy goes and buys that field with that treasure. It's like a merchant. My prayer is that you are great men and women, and I'm so glad to stand before you. And I pray that God helps us to finish well. Most of us here, I'm sure, are like my fathers. My father is very old. On his last days to be in this world, he's born again. He's really done much to make me. He's played a major role in my Christian walk. And every time I stand before older men and women, it's an encouragement. I remember the first time I did preach, I was encouraged by a pastor who came. I was a stammerer and a coward. I'll stand and then I will say, my name is Fred Mukumbu and I want to sing a song. And then I will sing and sit down because I knew that if I talk much, I will make a lot of mistakes and I will sit down and embarrass person. So I went to preach one time in one of the churches. A pastor had invited me to preach and I preached for 10 minutes. And then this old pastor told me, that is great, small, short, and powerful. That made me very encouraged. So I can now stand everywhere because I know when I stand before great men like you, you've gone through many. And one of the encouraging thing about old men is that they understand life better, and they can see clearly. My prayer today, even as I finish, is that Lord, may the Lord help us is I don't know which area you can participate in this kingdom, but it has more treasure and value. It's like this great man who discovered treasure and went and sold everything and bought that, because that has eternal value. May God help us together to identify where we have been called to, because I believe each and every one of us has some potential that can help as we serve in the Great Commission. There's some place, for example, when Pastor Dave and the team came to Kenya, sometimes you might not know the impact immediately, but now, when I was coming, most of the pastors that they did a seminar, they've always been calling and requesting whether that team can come again and again, because there is a dire need of training. Most of the pastors in Kenya have not gone to a Bible school. Not that they don't want, but they have no facilities, they have no potentials, and some of the colleges are very expensive. So when this team came and did the training, it was of a great impact. They did it for just 2 days, but some of them are still holding the notes. The members of our church, when I talk about Pastor Dave, he preached in the book of Psalms 95. I don't know whether you can remember, about worship, and that has made an impact to our church. Tom preached in one of the churches in Ruiru, and they still remember when I was coming out, they wish they would come on board together. So these simple things make a lot of impact to the body of Christ. May the Lord help us to be faithful together. I'm a young boy, a young man. I'm still learning. I'm so dependent on the Lord. I'm not a great preacher. I just say, by the grace of God, what He has enabled me to speak to you today. But I pray that God together, I'm looking forward for a day when we shall all gather together as a family of God. What a great joy when we'll be seated together in heaven, no Kenyan, no American. We are all children of the Most High God, dining together. Sometimes what makes us not serve God faithfully is when our focus is limited. But when we see beyond where we are today, it gives us a lot of energy and a lot of strength to, like Paul, to strive towards the goal. Amen. So I'm looking forward. I might not see you again in America or in Kenya, but my prayer is, may the Lord help us together as a team to work for Him who has called us. Remember, it's not a request, but a command. As I do my best in Kenya, do your best in America. It's not about your achievement. It's not about my achievement. It's about our faithfulness. And when we shall sit together, there will be joy to them that have been faithful to our Father. I'm so humbled to stand before you. I love you so much from my heart. And you mean a lot to us. And we pray that God will continue to unite us as a family, that we may bring as many as possible to the kingdom. There is an outcry out there in the field. There are people who are desiring to know Christ. Can I tell you another testimony? There is another place we are desiring to plant a church. And then one day we went just for prayers, and then people were coming from the neighborhood, and they say that we just saw you, and we would like you to pray for us. We want to give our lives to Christ because the harvest is plenteous, but there are few laborers who are willing to say that, here I am, send me, Lord. May God cause us to be willing to hearken to the call, because it's not a request, it's a command. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. I don't know whether I'm taking much of your time, but I'm so humbled to stand before you, and it's my prayer that God will help us, the short time that we have in this world, to serve him and to please him. Because him alone is God. Him alone is the one who is the one who is holding our lives. He's the Lord who knows our destiny. He knows our rising up and our going down. So may the Lord help us to serve him for his glory. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we are so grateful to be here this morning. Thank you, Father, for these great men and women. I don't know what I've said, but Father, I pray that, Lord, you may help us to know the times that we are living in. These are the last days as we hear things and as we see other things unfold. Lord, may you help us. May you open our inner ears that we may hear what you're saying. May you open our eyes that we may see. Father, thank you for this church. We thank you for Pastor Dev and the leadership of this church. Thank you, Lord, for joining us together to worship you, the only true God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are worthy of all the worship. You are worthy of all the honor. Lord, we worship you because you are the God, and you say that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, you are the Lord of all. We thank you that you are the same in Kenya, you are the same in America, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord, unless you help us, we cannot do anything. Father, help us. Holy Spirit, teach us and counsel us to glorify God in whatever we do. We thank you, Lord, and we honor your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.